It's the Nerd Lecture Hour! Back. Anyway, yep, this is the Nerd Lecture Hour, where we talk about nerdy things and things that would get you stuffed in a locker and your face in the toilet. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Allie McGregor.
Hi, guys.
And I'm Dane Braddy. And that's all the information you shall receive for now. Anywho, what did you want to talk about first? Should we dive right in?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. First thing I want to address that is on everybody's mind right now is Suicide Squad. Namely, why was it so bad? And I've had a lot of time to think about this. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what happened here. Of course, there was a lot of hype for it with the pretty amazing trailers. Of course, there was a little bit of trepidation in the face of what happened with Batman v Superman, which we all remember well. Basically, while they were filming, Warner Brothers got cold feet and were worried that the movie wasn't like the trailers. The final product was going to be something quite different tone-wise. So, here's what they, in all their great brilliance, did. They hired the trailer park that made... When I mean say trailer park, I don't mean like trailer park boys. I mean like people who make trailers for a living.
Is that what they're called, is a trailer park?
A trailer house, I mean. Well, I'm calling them a trailer park because I hate them. I don't know, I like them. They make really good trailers, but they do not make great movies, as we have seen.
I think that's so weird, though, that, like, literally they took the trailer park to freaking do their movie?
Yeah, well, they hired them to edit the movie because they edited the trailers to be fun and wow and crazy.
But see, the funny thing I think... is that the director doesn't seem mad about it.
That's
like,
well,
if I was the director, I'd be furious.
I'm thinking he's just being a great professional, and he's just doing his job, and I can't fault him for that.
Unlike the Fantastic Four director.
Oh, yeah. let's not even talk about that. Even though this movie
well,
has...
Well, it's like the similar thing. He had reshoots happen. The movie was going to suck.
The studio got cold feet.
And he had like a temper tantrum.
Yeah, well, they changed it like halfway through.
But this one, they changed everything. He had reshoots, but he's still being very like,
that's
because
he's a great guy, David Ayer.
See, but I would like, I'd be like, okay, well, this is the studio's version. Here's my director's cut.
I mean,
I would talk about the director's cut constantly.
Hopefully they do release one. I just don't want the the quality of the DC Extended Universe to be found only in extended editions and director's cuts, you know?
Okay, but the interesting thing coming out of Suicide Squad is that Harley Quinn's going to get her own movie.
Oh, yes, 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 yes! But I wanted to talk more about Suicide Squad first.
Okay. My heart can't talk about Suicide Squad much longer.
Hold your horses there, lady! All right.
Dave, talk into your mic.
So anyway,
for you, those
they...
at home and not in the studio, Dane likes to dance when he talks, and so he kind of moves away from the microphone once in a while.
I'm doing it right now. Can you guys see?
We can hear you.
Beautiful.
Chair.
I just did a triple backflip.
That's impressive.
My form was on point. My toes were pointed all the way through, extended to the full length of my limbs. They hired this trailer house to make their own cut of the movie while they were shooting and while David Ayer was making his cut. And it's very apparent that that's what happened in the movie when you're watching it. You can tell.
Well, it just it reads like a trailer.
Yeah.
It doesn't read like a movie.
Yeah, I was sitting there watching. I was like, this feels like a trailer for a better movie that they stole from me.
Yeah, I watching it, you cannot follow like an actual plot line to this movie because nothing goes into another scene.
The first half of the movie is a music video.
For real, though.
The second half is just boring shoot 'em up for like 2 hours straight.
And
then
I feel bad
nonsense.
For Harley Quinn too, because half of her like shots in the movie are like booty shots.
Yeah. That was another thing I was uncomfortable with, but I feel like that might have been part of the original tone. Same thing with Jared Leto's Joker. I'm gonna talk about him for a second. As we all know, Probably just me. They cut quite a bit of him out of the movie. The trailers made it seem like he was like the point of the movie, and in the final cut, he's barely in there for 10 minutes and barely does anything worthwhile. And mostly just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Now, I feel like, since his take on the Joker is just so strange, maybe if we had more time to settle into it, it would have come off better. But as it stands in the movie, I am not a fan of this Joker. Mm-hmm. And I was one of the people who defended, you know, all the tattoos and the bling and stuff, being like, okay, well, let's just see how it goes. The Joker isn't exactly a subtle guy. And it was not justified in this movie at all.
Cannot.
Mostly just walking around going, "Harr!" Like that
was. It's like he wasn't the Joker. He was just kind of creepy.
He was just a creepy dude.
Like I feel like the Joker should make me uncomfortable. The Joker but more should be in, charming, like, a, he's though, gonna too. Hurt me kind of way. But he was just creepy. Like just
the Joker should be a character that you can't take your eyes off of, not a character that
you don't want to look
yeah,
at.
Yeah, well, like Heath Ledger, he's disturbing and like you know, but you can't take your eyes off of him.
Yeah.
He's just has this magnetic, you know, energy when he comes onto the screen, and that's what the Joker should have. And what we saw of the Joker was not the Joker. I think you have a really big problem in your movies if Lex Luthor acts more like the Joker than the Joker.
True story.
That's a sign of something wonky going on.
You're talking about the Lex Luthor from Batman v Superman.
Yes. Yeah, that guy.
I think my heart can't take much more Suicide Squad talk. I'm kind of done.
Okay. Well, they are... The character of Harley Quinn was received well, which, you know, at least one thing good came out of this. And she is going to have a spinoff. Now, I'm a little bit worried about this. Oh, we didn't talk about Joker and Harley's relationship.
Oh, yeah.
The part of what they sacrificed when they cut so much of the Joker out of the movie was there were clear edits to make it seem like their relationship was... very romantic.
More Hot Topic
and
worthy.
And very mutual. Oh, yeah. Very, very Hot Topic worthy. Like, when you and your boyfriend are both messed up. Blah, blah, blah. But anybody who knows anything about Batman knows that their relationship is not a good thing at all. They're actually terrible for each other. And in the movie, they seem to hide that. There's, like, domestic abuse in their relationship. And they did that in a cartoon, and if you don't have the moxie to do what a cartoon did in your movie that's already, like, overtly scandalous in a way that doesn't even feel natural for the movie, feels very forced, then what are you even? Who do you think you are?
I don't know, my heart was broken over this movie. I wanted to cry by the end of it. I couldn't believe like what it had become, because it had so much potential, and the potential was just wasted by bad editing.
Bad editing, reactive reshoots, which has me terrified about Star Wars Rogue One, because apparently they had reshoots to change the movie's tone, and I'm terrified, because that never is a good thing. Never, ever, ever.
Reshoots or reshoots to change tone?
Reshoots always happen, but like big reshoots... that, like, they're going to be noticeable in the final cut.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. So I want Rogue One to be good, but I'm not holding out much hope. Anyway, Harley Quinn is going to get her own spinoff movie, which, you know, duh, but...
Isn't she also directing it?
She's producing. Margot Robbie's producing company is producing. I'm a little bit worried, though, about them having her split from him right now in their story. Because they are like still in paradise, it seems, like crazy weird.
Well, in the comics, they're not even together anymore.
Yeah, they're not anymore. But that was after like 20 years.
Yeah.
Of story, which you gotta have the strain of the relationship, and then you can have her break free and become her own thing. Yeah. But we have to know who she is when she's with him and why she stays with him. They didn't address any of that in this movie. They were just like, oh, they love each other and they're creepy. Anyway, Harley Quinn, DC. Ooh, speaking of DC, Deathstroke is in Justice League.
Oh, yeah, I saw the costume video pictures.
Yeah, well, there's a video that Ben Affleck shared of him recording a video on a screen of Deathstroke walking off a plane, and he looks amazing.
So, to those who don't know who Deathstroke is, he was kind of the villain-esque in Teen Titans, but he wasn't called Deathstroke.
And he was voiced by Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
Love Ron Perlman.
He's the one with, like, the half-orange, half-black mask.
People really probably know him more from Arrow, because Arrow's big right now, but he looks so much cooler in this than he does in Arrow, so... I do like Manny Bennett, though, but he's in it, and he's played by Joe Manganiello, and the rumor is that he's going to be the main villain in the Batman solo movie, too, which I think is weird.
I think he's a cool villain, so I'm not worried about it.
I mean, the current rumor is that the movie is going to take place primarily in Arkham Asylum, kind of like the Arkham Asylum game. I don't know how Deathstroke would play into that, though. I'd rather get, like, a tour of all of Batman's villains in a movie. That'd be amazing. Mm. They should have done that in Suicide Squad, but, you know, whatever.
I'm
did like Captain
Suicide
Boomerang.
Squad.
Sorry.
I don't want to talk
I'm
about Suicide
still
Squad.
Hurt. I'm still hurt. I'm going to jump over to Marvel, where things are a lot more hopeful.
Well, they've just done better.
Oh, yeah.
And this is coming from a DC fan,
yeah,
and that hurts me to say.
I think the difference is this. Marvel is approaching the material with a love, first and foremost, of it. If they don't love something enough, or if they don't think they can do it, they don't, you know, if they're, that's the thing. And then Warner Brothers is like, what they seem to be doing is looking at the top selling, like, comic book stories, which of course are like the crazy, radical, dark and like deconstructive ones, like The Dark Knight Returns, like Death of Superman, all this stuff. And they're trying to start out with that. And that's no. Anyway.
Huh. So I guess we can get messages on this computer. Someone just sent us a message that says, I think DC can handle
or
reshoots.
Disney.
Disney can handle reshoots better than DC.
And I'm sure they can.
And I agree, because Disney can hire some really, really cool people.
Yeah. There was a rumor that they had a different director for the reshoots for Rogue One, but apparently he's really good. I'm just worried about the tonal shift that's probably going to happen. Hopefully they can hide it as much as possible and the movie will still be good. But, you know, creative visions and the like. Anyway, so Marvel's a lot more positive going on over there. I'm going to do a quick run through of all the movies that are coming out. I might be wrong on some of the dates, though, so forgive me. Phase 3. We're in the middle of Phase 3. Civil War started Phase 3. Next movie coming out is going to be... is it Guardians of the Galaxy?
Doctor Strange.
What am I thinking? Doctor Strange comes out next month. Benedict Cumberbatch. Going to be amazing. Oh, I can't wait for the visuals in this. They said, you know, the sequence where, spoilers, in Ant-Man, where he goes down into, like, the mini-verse and it's all trippy and, like, psychedelic. They've said that Doctor Strange is that, but, like, cranked up to, like, 300%, which I am so jazzed for. Like, I can't wait for Marvel to start to get really weird.
I feel like Guardians of the Galaxy was Marvel getting weird.
Well, they're going to get weirder.
They have a talking raccoon and a talking tree.
Okay.
Well, kind of talking tree. Now he's a dancing tree.
Yeah. He's
a
baby now.
You told me something a few weeks ago about this. So apparently Groot doesn't have the memories anymore of Big Groot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. James Gunn said that in an interview.
I didn't know that.
That's what's so good about it is
he
that it saves. Well, cause, like,
sacrificing himself. He's just a little baby tree.
Yeah. Well, like, the thing about... the sacrifice in the movie was that it felt a little bit cheapened when he came back as a baby, but we were like, oh, good, he's back, you know, but it was like, the sacrifice doesn't mean anything, but now it does. He said, he's like, yeah, he's not going to remember. That's so, oh.
Well, that's almost like he didn't come back to life.
Yeah,
it's
almost
like
a new group.
Just have, like, his son.
Yeah. Isn't that, oh. It's beautiful, though.
Is
it
he going to get bigger in this next movie, or is he going to stay, like, the little...
They've said this movie is, like, 2 months after the first one.
So he's going to be small.
So he's still going to be small. And Disney's going to make so much money off of Baby Groot merchandise.
Okay, can I say, though, Chris Pratt, every big movie he's been in, it looks like he's more excited to be in it than he's actually in character.
That's okay. We
like,
love him.
In Jurassic Park, he just looked so excited that he was running around with dinosaurs. Rather than that he was, like, a dinosaur trainer.
Apparently that's what it's like in The Magnificent Seven, too. But everybody's like that, but, like, in a way that it works.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think he's so cute. He's like, if a golden retriever was a human, it would be Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
He's just so cute.
Anyway, so we got Doctor Strange, we got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 coming out next year.
Oh, hey, we're top of the hour. So I just wanted to tell everyone who is joining us. We are the Nerd Lecture Hour. We are on 92.3.
We're here to tell you what's what.
We're talking about movies, and we'll talk about video games and TV shows
nerdy
and stuff.
Things.
Dana's been on a Rick and Morty binge, so you
that's
might hear
not even,
some.
That's just vaguely Roiland-esque, okay?
You might hear some voices from him.
Oh, jeez, Rick. Anyway. So we have Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 coming out next year, 2017. After that, in May, we have Spider-Man Homecoming. Woo! And that's all I ever care about in the whole world, which I'm pumped for. Tony Stark is going to be in it. They're going for a John Hughes vibe. All of it.
I also got another message, just barely. If people have questions for us, they can text in at 435-797-2346. And we are Aggie Radio, KBLU.
Oh, yes. That's us.
LP, Logan, Utah.
Woo! Anyway, let me see. Where were we? Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider-Man Homecoming. It's the new Spider-Man. He's in the Marvel Universe now. He's a high schooler again, but this time for real, hopefully. Tony Stark's going to be in it, apparently. We don't know how big. We know that his bodyguard, though, from the original three Iron Man movies is going to be back. Happy Hogan, who is also the director of the first two. Let's see. I'll come back to Jon Favreau later. We have some news about him, but he's going to be in it. It's like they're going for like a John Hughes, like Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off vibe with this movie, which is perfect, and I can't wait. Let's see. I'm pretty sure coming out after Spider-Man is Thor Ragnarok, which I think that's 2017 is the first year they're going to have three Marvel movies in a year, and that's going to be the standard from now moving on, so that'll be great. Let's see. So after Thor Ragnarok, which is looking to take like an 80s heavy metal sci-fi weird vibe, which is perfect, and they should have been doing that all along. Just
well, it
saying.
Almost looks like an 80s like rock band kind of music video where there's like color and heavy,
it's like
guitars
chrome and shiny
and heavy,
which
like,
is perfect
drums
and the
it looks
guy
really cool.
Who's directing it, he's a frequent collaborator with Flight of the Conchords. He's co-creator of the TV show. The movies he's made on his own are just brilliant. I mean, of course, they're hilarious and quirky, but this movie is going to be darker, presumably. We got Cate Blanchett as Hela, the Asgardian goddess of death. We got Carl Urban as Scourge. Jeff Goldblum is in it as a weird blue alien man, so that's fun. Hulk is in it. Oh, yeah! That's like the big draw of this movie. Thor Ragnarok is going to be pretty much a buddy team-up movie with Thor and the Hulk.
Which is kind of horrifying if you think about it. Like, it's not a pleasant
thought.
It's
basically
in my
head. What they're doing during Civil War.
It's kind of the same reaction I had to Pacific Rim. Where I feel like if I go watch it, I need like the biggest hamburger I can get my hands on.
Did you hear
afterwards.
About the sequel to Pacific Rim?
I
They
heard
are moving forward.
About it.
Guillermo del Toro isn't directing, but Steven DeKnight is directing. He was the showrunner for the first season of Daredevil.
Oh, I really liked Daredevil. So.
Yeah, Daredevil's great.
Oh,
Luke Cage is out now.
Yeah, I was going to say. Talking about Marvel TV shows, Luke Cage, which was the bartender guy in Jessica Jones, is getting his own
If you don't
show.
Know Luke Cage, get out of here!
No, please don't.
Sweet Christmas. I love him.
We haven't seen it yet, but that'll
but
be
it's out there.
Remedied soon. It's on Netflix.
We got homework.
Check it
we
out.
We better study up.
Talking about TV shows, though, just as we're doing a little quick thing, we have two TV shows that are ending pretty soon. Adventure Time and Archer are both ending.
No!
Yeah.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
I'm a little bit heartbroken. I like both of those shows.
Well, I mean,
so.
we're still going to get two strong seasons, which I guess that's when Game of Thrones is going to be ending, too, with two more seasons.
Breaks my heart a little bit. I love Adventure Time.
I mean,
I
I'm glad it's coming
show,
to a natural end instead of floundering.
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Just do reruns. I don't
and I feel
care.
Like Archer should have ended a long time ago.
No!
But I'm glad it hasn't. That's where I'm kind
of
at.
That's
with
one
them.
Of those things.
Yeah. So those two are ending. And then I also wanted to talk about, we got news this week that Disney, they've been doing live actions of
Oh, yeah,
all of
they're doing
movies.
Remakes. They have a Little Mermaid one planned. They have a couple other things planned.
But it was confirmed this week that they're doing a live action, quote-unquote live action.
Lion King.
Which is really interesting.
What is that? I'm very confused, and nobody else seems to be confused by this. And I'm really confused that nobody else is confused.
Why are you confused?
How is it going to be live action if there's no human characters? Isn't it just going to be CGI the whole time?
That's why I said quote-unquote live action.
I know, but everybody else is just calling it live action. I mean, it's going to be directed by Jon Favreau, who, of course, is Happy Hogan.
Well, maybe it'll be like motion capture.
Well,
live action.
That's the thing, though. That's still not live action. Well, I mean, okay, so Andy Serkis is making his own Jungle Book movie, and it's going to be all motion capture except for Mowgli. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that still counts as live action. Same with Jon Favreau's Jungle Book.
So if you have one human character, it's live action?
Yes.
Well, what if some of the animals are real? What if they have, like, actual, like, hyenas
running
around?
I'm sure they only use those
for,
like...
Would that be live action?
That's for mostly reference, though.
Would that be live action?
I guess, but they're not going to do that.
They might.
Well, they're not going to just set wild animals loose in Atlanta where they shoot. Just, rah!
I don't know.
They're going to run into the Marvel sets and eat Tom Holland.
When people think about this, they first, it's very, like, a negative thing. Like, oh, don't redo Lion King, you know? But the more you think about it, Jungle Book was really, really pretty. And it's very well done.
It was very good. It was an improvement on the original.
I mean, there's certain parts that I didn't like in the movie, but I'm pretty picky.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah. I did not like King Louis' song.
I loved it. That was my favorite part of the movie. Are you kidding me? It's Christopher Walken.
Really scary.
I love how his face is completely, like, serious the whole time. Just, like, scary Christopher Walken face. And he's like, I want to be like you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love him.
That was my
favorite part.
But I think the more you think about it, the more positive this is going to be.
I'm calling it right now. Tom Hiddleston is going to be Scar.
Huh.
Even though I think Jeremy Irons should be brought back.
Why can't they just bring back Jeremy Irons and, what's his name? Darth Vader.
James Earl Jones?
Yeah.
Ideally, they should. I feel like they should have waited, like, 10 more years to make this movie until those people were dead, like they did with Jungle Book. Because in Jungle Book, you're like, oh, you can't cast the original people. But, like, if they do a... imagine if they made a live-action Frozen next year. I mean, I guess they already did that with Once Upon a Time. But
yeah,
that's not... we don't talk about that.
Anyway, so, yes, it sounds very negative, but I think we should stay positive with the Lion King remake.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's... we don't... I wait until, you know, there's actual signs of trouble to get upset about something, like with Suicide Squad.
Oh, and the director,
Jon Favreau. Yeah. I mentioned him earlier. Flashback to the good old days when I was talking about Spider-Man, because he's in it. Anyway, he directed the first two Iron Man movies, too, and Elf.
Oh. Anyway,
and
on the Disney track, we also got pictures of Belle and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
The Beauty and the Beast
for
movie.
Lion King. This is our first look at
We got some looks at Cogsworth and Lumiere a little while ago, and you can find those on
Google.
Those
are just the non-alive versions of them.
They're pretty, whatever they are.
They are pretty. I'm really concerned about how they're going to do the faces, though.
Well, and the...
I'm sure it's going to be horrifying.
The clock is really easy.
Oh, yeah,
has a
I
face.
Guess.
But Lumiere, in the cartoon, face is on the candle.
Yeah, and we're going to see Ewan McGregor's face, like, come out, like... like Voldemort style.
Well, I've been hearing rumors that his face is going to be in the flame of the candle because the candle's pretty short in the picture, which would be fairly easy to
do. So it's going to be like the Ghost of Christmas Past in the creepy Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey.
I think I saw that once, like 10 years ago.
I've seen it like 5 times. It was like on a rerun on TV.
I don't
TV
watch
one
Christmas
time.
Movies. But
anyway.
Anyway, so we got
movie.
Our first look at the Beast, which was really cool.
Yeah, he just looks like, you know, the Beast.
Yeah.
His horns are pretty big. I like that. I like horns.
Very fluffy looking. Anyway, so if you want to check out the Beast and Belle, there are promo pics, so you can check those out.
Woo! I'm pretty sure Beauty and the Beast is going to be amazing. Like, I'm pretty sure it's a given.
Yeah.
That's one that, like, nobody's worried about.
You know what I'm excited for?
Little Mermaid?
No.
Spider-Man Homecoming?
No.
Avengers Infinity War?
I am excited for next month. We get Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
And Doctor Strange. Two magics in one arena.
I am a huge Harry Potter fan. Like, the Patronus quiz came out like a week ago.
Yeah.
And I was like on there. I got my Patronus. I was so happy.
I still haven't read Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, but I've been hearing bad things.
I've been hearing mixed reviews.
Apparently the stage, I heard the stage production was great. Maybe it's just the script.
Maybe people just don't know how to read scripts.
I've heard this from actors whose job it is to know how to read scripts.
Maybe they don't know how to read scripts. I will say it again.
We took a class in how to read scripts.
Dane's an acting major.
We have to read scripts good or we fail.
I'm sorry.
That's kind of the career. I'm sorry.
To whoever I offended.
Anyway, talking about that, the closing night of Time Stand Still at the Lyric Theater here in Logan, Utah tonight. Go see it if you want. It's pretty great. Support the arts. Very important.
Do it.
Obligation fulfilled. No, but seriously, see it. The cast does a great job.
I don't know why you're not more excited for else. Fantastic Beasts. I am the moon about it.
I'm a little bit like, okay. Like, I could go either way. You know.
Why are you not so excited?
Well, I mean, if it's good, it's good. But I'm trying not to get too involved in case it isn't good.
You don't do this with Marvel
movies. It could honestly
movies.
Go
with Marvel
way.
Movies,
well,
you get
Marvel
so excited.
Movies have, like, a proven track record. Like, this is, like, untested waters here with Harry Potter. Kind of like how Rogue One
Harry
is untested
Potter
waters
is
with
not
Star Wars.
Untested waters.
No. The Harry Potter spinoffs are untested waters.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
Like how the Star Wars spinoffs are untested waters.
But I feel like once you have the brand, you can kind of do stuff like this and,
well, I'm
like,
scared.
Lean on the brand.
I'm scared because... back when Harry Potter first ended, Warner Bros. Said, okay, we're going to finally double down on our DC superhero movies. And we're like, oh, finally. And that's when they made Jonah Hex and Green Lantern and stopped forever. And then they made, of course, Man of Steel. And now we have the current DC EU. But anyway, that's how that happened. And it seems more like to me like they're trying to default back to what they think they know will succeed for sure than actually, you know, taking risks, which I guess they have taken risks, but then they've backpedaled, and when you backpedal, it's not a good thing. Anyway, so I guess that's all we could say about Fantastic Beasts, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it yet, obviously. No one...
Okay.
I've been trying to catch up on my Walking Dead. All my Netflix shows come on in, like, September,
October. I
want to
touch
on
this real quick. A big thing lately has been recently announced Jumanji reboot, which it turns out is actually a sequel, kind of.
Well,
like
Jumanji,
in real time
you can do a sequel, like,
well,
it's just a
here's
board
the
game.
Thing about it, have you seen the pictures?
I've seen like two pictures.
Okay, well, the picture they announced the cast, it's Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, Karen Gillan from Doctor
that
Who.
That is the strangest cast I've ever heard.
Well, the picture is them, like, in a jungle in, like, explorer's clothes, and she has, like, a midriff shirt.
Of course.
And a lot of people were like, what is that? You know, because, like...
Yeah, of course. It's like when she had her heels on for the entirety of Jurassic Park. Jurassic
that
World.
Wasn't Karen Gillan, though.
I know.
That was Gwen Stacy from Spider-Man 3, anyway.
Girls' outfits never make sense.
Well,
I would have thrown those shoes off.
Yeah.
Run from the T-Rex.
Throw
barefoot.
Them at the T-Rex. That's a better idea.
It's a worse idea.
Distract him with, like, he's like, how do you walk on that? Doesn't that hurt you?
True story.
But I completely lost track. What are we talking about?
Jumanji.
Jumanji, yeah, Jumanji. And they said, it will make more sense, her outfit, when we reveal more details. And
are they,
reveal,
like, shooting a movie?
Here's what's going on. Instead of a board game, Jumanji in this continuation is a VR immersion game. And so the characters that are played by Jack Black and Karen Gillan and Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart are avatars that these younger cast members, who they also announced, I guess take control of and are in this virtual reality jungle video game.
That doesn't make sense.
It's very strange.
So, but Jumanji's a magic board
game. I know.
Game.
I'm thinking, like, they might be like, oh, this one guy found the board game and made a code based off of it, and it made it haunted somehow. Like, I'm thinking what's going to happen is either the kids are going to get sucked into the jungle, or, like, stuff from the video game is going to leak out into the real world. I mean, I guess it's an interesting way to try to update it. I'm just not sure if it's going to work, and I think the cast is a pretty good indication of what they're going for with this one. I mean, I love Jack Black, and I love Dwayne Johnson, and I don't love Kevin Hart that much.
I don't like Kevin Hart.
But, I mean, I love them both. And, like, when they're passionate in something, they are. But when they get cast in a kid's movie, you know where it's headed.
I'm just so confused. Like, I feel like if they would have done more of, like, a retro theme and kept the board game, it would have been better. Like, I'm just confused now.
Me too. Well, I mean, I think it's interesting, and it's probably not going to be good, so I'm not that worried about it.
I mean, I'm definitely going to go see it. I love the first one.
Yeah.
I'll probably go watch the first one before I go to it, so I'll be even more heartbroken.
First one made me scared of plants.
Yeah.
Like, that was a scary thing in the movie, was plants.
That monkey part was pretty scary, too.
Nope, plants.
When he turned into a monkey. Kind of gave me nightmares.
Did you see me during The Happening? I was terrified.
Do you have a problem playing The Last of Us now? With all the plant
people? I still haven't played Last of Us.
Okay, cool.
I'm too scared. I'm not ready for that emotionally.
Ooh, hey, before you move on to your next topic, I wanted to bring something up that I thought was pretty cool. So I've been doing a little digging about, like, video games and stuff, and there's a bunch of video games coming out, but,
Oh, you sleuth, you.
I like video games. But I found this article that was talking about how the Girl Scouts had an event where they could earn video game patches, like little badges, for designing video games.
Which is amazing.
Isn't that cool?
That's so cool.
Because I did Girl Scouts, but like most of the badges were for like, oh, like how do you do braid your hair, or like how do you do a fire, or like community service. But this is really cool. This is for video game
design.
How
to not speak your mind in public.
It's very cool. It was in, I think it was in LA. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And PlayStation is putting it on. Yeah, like, I just think that's really cool. Like, at first I thought it was for playing video games, and so that was kind of funny.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that kind of...
And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like,
but designing them, yeah, creation is much better than consuming.
Do Mario in, like, a certain...
It's like, way to go, little Jenny, you're a consumer, here's your patch,
here you go. No, but it's for designing video games. I think that's very cool to be teaching, like, young girls.
Yeah. That's really cool.
I thought it was so cool. So, yeah. Like, all of my video game, like, searching, like, I stopped. And I was just like,
like,
oh,
this is
doing,
the coolest, like,
thing I've
ever heard. They're doing, like, programming stuff in, like, elementary schools now. It's when they're starting to introduce, like, the basics of it, which I wish they did with me.
Yeah, me too. I tried to take a computer science class. I got so lost so quickly. It's like another language. It was so strange. I did the Hello World thing where you made it pop up on the screen.
I did that.
But I couldn't do anything more than that.
I'm allergic to progress.
Can you imagine, like, when you're, like, 80 years old, your grandkids will be, like, laughing at you because you can't design your own app? That's what we're going to have to deal with.
Look, Granny, I made an open world MMO about my life. Oh, that's great, Jimmy. What did you do today, Grammy? Went on a jog. Grammy.
Played Destiny.
Oh, you outdated you.
The, like,
I was on 5, Pokemon 000. Go. I don't...
Pokemon Go.
That's...
Oh, hey, I can talk about Sun and Moon real quick. So everybody knows that the new Pokemon game's coming out, Sun and Moon.
I don't know.
It'll be out in a few months. So Pokemon has just been kind of, like, putting a bunch of junk into their games recently. And they just keep adding more and more and more.
So
and it's
more,
very bogged down.
Quantity over quality.
Very much so. If you look at the new Pokemon lists.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like,
I like some of them.
There's, like, one that's, like, a garbage bag. It's
garbage
bag Pokemon. He looks like
he's
a
my new
garbage
favorite.
Bag.
He's my new one. I can't wait till they add him in Pokemon Go.
Oh, my gosh. It's just,
he's going to be everywhere. I'm going to go. I'm like, hey, I'm at a... He's at the Iggy Azalea concert. What's going on?
Oh, and about Pokemon Go, there are no updates for any updates about the tracker being fixed or any like future generations being updated into the game at this moment.
Not at the moment, but so. I'm sure soon.
I don't know. I'm really mad at them. They keep taking stuff away. And then they're like, oh, here's a cool update. And it's like,
well, the way
you caught
I...
this Pokemon in Logan, Utah. And I just
the
get
way
really
I look
frustrated.
At it is that it's more... It's an experiment.
They had potential, and they just wasted it. Oh, reminding me of another video game that had potential that
oh,
was
no.
wasted. Oh,
no. Here it comes. The big one.
Oh, you know more about it than
I know more
so
about, it.
Talk about it.
So, there's a little project that everyone's been excited for like 5 years now, ever since they first announced it as a concept. It's a little game called No Man's Sky. If you don't know about it, the basic premise is it's an open world, massive, like procedurally generated universe, based on some algorithm that like will, you know, creates the life, forms on the planet, the terrain, all of it, so that no planet is, you know, exactly the same, you know, and you could play the whole game for years and years without ever finding another player because you'd be, you know, in a giant universe, basically. Apparently it takes a couple days to walk across some of the planets too. So that part sounded impressive, but there are a bunch of other things that are promised in the game that when it was released weren't there. and the creator of the game disappeared, like, off the map as soon as people were like, wait a minute, you lied. And apparently in England, they're looking to start a lawsuit for false advertisement. So at first I was like, eh, people are just complaining because they blah, blah, blah. But now that I know how serious it is, I'm like, oh, crap. Hopefully this will shed some light on the whole trend with video games nowadays, is that you release an unfinished game and then make them pay for the same game twice to get more DLC that actually gives you the full experience, which... that's just disgusting and not okay. But, like, unfortunately, it's become the standard model for video game developers nowadays.
Sorry, I'm Googling it really quick because I don't know very much about it. I found a list somewhere that said, like, they're under investigation, they're going to be sued, and that there was a bunch of stuff that was promised to the gamers that wasn't brought. I'm trying to see if I can find that
list. Something about space pirates, I don't know. I could be wrong.
Well, it's something about how, like, multiplayer was, like, promised but never, like, truly given.
Yeah.
There was something about how you were supposed to be able to, like, fight in space, and there were supposed to be, like, giant space battles.
Yeah. That's what I was excited for.
Nothing about that, etc. Like, it just wasn't,
like, the game on release was just wandering around, basically. Which is...
I didn't play it, so I'm not super disappointed because
I can't afford it.
I didn't go buy it, but like just watching the reactions of people, I can just kind of feel for them.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's not okay. And hopefully other video game studios take a note from that fiasco.
Okay.
We're back, baby.
And we're leaving.
Goodbye.
Anyway, so we are the Nerd Lecture Hour. Woo! You can catch us on Saturdays from 10:30 to 11:30.
Yep. We also have a Facebook. We have a Twitter. You can just search Nerd Lecture Hour. Go on there to follow us. We also have a podcast version, and I believe we're going to be on the main Aggie Radio podcast as well.
Yeah. So. Also, you can email us if you have any questions.
Oh, yeah. At nerdlecturehour@gmail.com.
So. Don't be afraid to talk to us.
Friends.
But that's all we have. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you. You
guys,
next time we're gonna have more content, more marketing, more pushing. Woo!